If there's no space on the third floor,
Yeah. 사시 비제제 메토다 렌디 산제 신도 미티 부와예누 세와르 조담르 니아다야미 산제 초당 소리 전망라 장정바도다 나가제 소제베 손제 sanje chodan sore chanje bodu deni yezuchi Deve labe indeje da chunte yume be ngwatan la ba to la to vesne de de mesene de meje melazun lu to de bet monta ji ki junasun de jure anchit ne de jugu je na ve de je nyama ba yene ge saba je me be te de nda samba ji ji na ya tanga tun da chue ran ta ra de nyama ta ve nama la ye ga don lu ndu ne ge tu mun ta ta me ge na da dhruva gunje dhan je dhamma dhamje ke dhva dhaya che dhan gucha dhanam sorry for the delay. as usual. Nothing new. So I did not finish the light offering practice. How to do the light offering practice as perfect. You know how it should be done. So to give some idea and the benefits. The light of practice. So any offering we do, water offering, then this flower offering, incense offering, light offering, then cake offering, all those offerings has 10 benefits. Offering to Buddha. Offering to Buddha has 10 benefits, explained the sutra. The sutra. Sutra, the clarifying the karma, so there are different sutra texts that explain the benefits. Each offering has different temporary benefits, and of course, ultimately, is as soon as offered Buddha. Always it has the end, total liberation from oceans of samsara suffering. Total liberation from oceans of samsara suffering. So oceans of samsara, oceans of oceans of hell suffering. Oceans of hunger cause animal hunger cause sufferings, oceans of animal sufferings, oceans of human being sufferings, oceans of asura being sufferings, intermediate sufferings for them. Total freedom from all those, the nirvana, the blissful state of peace. That always, as soon as offering Buddha, always has that benefit. Whatever offering you make, it has that offering, that at the end. Then, not only that, full enlightenment. Total cessation of the, not just disturbing thought, obscuration, not just that, the subtle obscuration which interfere our mind to become omniscient mind, and then to have full understanding, omniscient mind, and the full realization, nothing to realize, nothing left to realize, nothing left to understand, nothing left. So direct understanding, not only understanding, but direct understanding. Just like the apple, you put the apple in the hand, you know. So like that, direct understanding. While you are seeing the past, at the same time you see the future phenomena. While you are seeing the past picture, you see the present phenomena. Like that. There's no resistance at all to the direct understanding. All the phenomena, and as well as the ultimate nature. Chidavata, chinyevi, chimba. Like this. So any offering to Buddha, any offering to Buddha, it has the end that benefit any offering to Buddha. Then there are according to offering the temporal benefits. So. The water offering, why water offering is done, why is so much done, water offering? Of course, in the West, everything has to pay, everything costs. But in Tibet or in the old times, you don't need to pay. You just get water from water streams, and from river, water from water streams, and things like that. You see. You go to get water, then you offer, you may offer in the house, and so like that. Geshe-lama Gyoncho, the Geshe, many people heard, so received teaching, but many may not heard. After Lama passed, Lama is was counted in all the three time past, present, future, numberless Buddhas, was counted in all three time Buddhas to me. Lama Yeshe, who gave teachings in the ordinary aspect, by showing ordinary aspects. And after after he passed away to that aspect, and then Geshe Lama Gyoncho came down to help us at Kabun Monastery. He's from Sarache, same monastery as Lama Ishe, from Tibet, Sarache. Even in Tibet, he was one of the monks who go to take learning teachings from the High Lamas, like that, and then who has interest in pilgrimage or more things like that. But then in the Tibet, see, those of Sera, Gaden, Devung, Sera, Che, Me, and Gaden, Shate, Changse, Devung, Losan, Gomang, this monastery is, of course, generally then, that's the Tashin Bopinja, his own Spencer, which is, with regard to Amitabha Buddha, manifested Amitabha Buddha. And then his one says the generosity, you know, compassion Buddha, generosity, the Hase Konyan, or, you know, so then manifests a male form or female form. So depending the, seems in China, maybe female aspect, and then the other countries, male aspect, and seems whatever. You know, it can help go into the karma. So anyway, like that, Deshi Lumbu and then Amdo, that great monastery, the Lama Tsongkhapa home, the Gumbum, you know, 100,000 statue, the Manjushi, the syllables and the mantra, Amadishi mantra, Omarabhatati. So anyway, Gumbum, so where Lama Tsongkhapa was born, the road where he was born, mother was going away to send the animals on the mountain, so the Lama Tsongkhapa was born in the road. So the mother, even birth happened, but the mother left the child there, went to put the animal, to look after the animal. So then when she was coming back, she thought maybe it was eaten by animals, or maybe didn't exist in the road. She thought, but when she came back, big black bird. Ravens. Huh? What? Raven. Raven. Several ravens. Keep the child, you know, under the wing, like this. When she came back, so then she took her back to home and to care. And so the sound depended. So the road where Lama Tsongkha was born, and then the period or the blood came out. So then from there, Sandalwood tree grow, sandalwood tree, and that tree, the leaves has the Manjushri, 100,000 statue of Manjushri, all the leaves. And then I think a mantra also, Omarabhatnati, Manjushri's mantra. So that's one of the reasons of the Lama Tsongkhapa is a manifestation of Manjushri. Lately, that sandalwood tree was cut and then used as really inside the statue. Stupa, a Gumbu monastery, large stupa, I went there two times, many years ago, inside stupa, Lama Tsongkhapa stupa. So then, of course, the root of death grew again. So the one His Holiness and Pencher Rinpoche, His Holiness Pencher Rinpoche was a pain, was invited by the man, I think the Mao Zedong or the man in China in the early times, while Tibet was free. So from that central tree, two branches grew at the same time and came out. So the people there believe that they are one in the essence. So the Benchen Dalama, Amitabha Buddha, they are one in the essence. So people believed in that by the sign. So I lost. What I was talking. yeah, that's right. So if you're offering to the Buddhas, that the end is the full enlightenment. So that's what we need to achieve. To the perfect service work for the sentient beings, to free them from the oceans of samsara suffering, the numberless helpings from there, to free them from oceans of samsara sufferings, and the numberless hunger ghosts, from free them from oceans of samsara suffering, as well as numberless animals. Free them from oceans of samsara suffering, everyone, as well as the numberless human beings, the numberless universe. So human beings, not just only this world, no. The numberless universe, even scientifically mentioned, not only what Buddha mentioned in text, but even scientifically mentioned, the numberless universe. So there are numberless, there are numberless human beings. They are human world. So numberless human beings, to free them from oceans of samsara suffering, Sura, Asura, intermediate saving, those devas, worldly gods, worldly devas. Oh, then the message is all of that. So to the perfect worker, then we need to have omniscient mind. So the omniscient mind, not only that, understanding directly their mind, the numberless sentient beings in each realm, numberless sentient beings, and to be able to reach all at the same time. To be able to reach all at the same time. Can you imagine? Can you get the idea? At the same time. So then at the same time, all the karma, all the level of intelligence, or the karma, then the elements, all the different kinds, karma, even at the same time. directly. And then various methods, not same, various methods to deem to free from sufferings and cause them temporary happiness and ultimate happiness and bring in the full enlightenment. Knowing every single different method, different teachings, different advice, knowing exactly every single the different methods that fits to them. So ultimate to bring to enlightenment. So know everything. Wow. So so not only that, then the perfect power. Perfect power to reveal the methods. Perfect power to reveal the methods according to their karma. According to their karma. Manifest the holy body, holy speech, holy mind. Can you imagine? Numberless forms. According to the karma of the numberless things, according to the karma. And that without any effort, without moderation, like us, with moderation. No. Naturally, as it achieved enlightenment, then it's happening naturally, like that, naturally. It's amazing. Then the, not that, compassion. So what, you see, everyone, without party censorship, who believes, who has faith, help, who doesn't have faith, renounce, get rid of, renounce. I think many, you see, many gods, who has many samsara gods, under the control of karma and delusion. So, who worships you, help. Who criticize you, don't help, harm. Samsara gods. When the world gods, samsara gods, even they can give some help, but, who worships you, then give some help. If you can, and then who doesn't worship, who doesn't like you, then don't help. So it's a discriminating thought. So here Buddha, somebody cuts, it is said in the philosophical teachings, Samanamdhira, Parnavatika, I think it's Samanamdhira there. Somebody cut pieces from here, with the axe. Pieces cut here. And at the same time, somebody make an offering. Somebody may perform, offering here. Somebody cut pieces slowly. And there's a blessing on the phone. Like that, sentient beings do like that to Buddha. From Buddha's side, equal compassion to this and to that. Equal compassion from Buddha. There's no discriminating. There's no discriminating thought. There's no chatang chori, attachment, anger. So even arhatas do not have. So how come Buddha, even before Buddha, idea that even higher Buddhist Sabha you know, I mean, go to Jordan, see, in the 8th, 9th, 10th, they do that, you know, that. So there's no discriminatory thought. Like somebody, don't like somebody. No, not at all. Or the samsari gods, some worldly gods, samsari gods, who are under the contra karma tradition, they themselves not free, or they would have discriminatory thought, anger attachment, you know, and they sometimes even who help, you know, worship, they give harm. Even sometimes too much rely on this, not just give harm, because they can't give all the help or the need. No, some temporary help, but not as Buddhism, Sangha, not free from delusion, because they themselves, being like last night I mentioned the elephant, what elephant sunk in the quicksand or mud, quicksand must got stuck, can't get out, all like that, you see, and the worldly gods, you know. Themselves under the control of heavy delusion karma. So, like that, like sunk in the ocean, like, you know, themselves, so can't help, you know, like that. So the ultimate help, they can't. No, they can't help you to be free, from rebirth, suffering, rebirth, to be free from suffering, rebirth, sickness, old age, and death. The suffering of pain. Some say suffering. The suffering of pain. Or they can't help you to be completely free forever. Cannot. And they cannot help you. They cannot help to be completely free from the cause of the suffering, the delusion and karma. Therefore, to be free, completely free forever from three poisonous mind, anger, attachment, ignorance, anger, attachment, can't. They come. They can't. They can't help to be free from the root of samsara, the ignorance, the jima riba, the ignorance holding the I guess, as truly existing from inside, believing is real, but believing is real while it's never exist, never came in the existence from the beginning. It never came in the existence in that way. And we are we have projection hallucination from the ignorance concept of believing. Truly existence. Then they were grass. So they see in the past. Then they left a negative imprint in the mind, and then project of hallucination, the I, action, object, hell, samsara, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happiness, problem, everything, you know, everything, object of the five senses, object of the six senses, you know, so whatever you look at, everything, they exist from their own sight, truly existent. So total hallucination, so projection, total hallucination, illusion, like wearing glass, you know, if you wear red glass, then you see every white, you see red. Everything you see. If you look at snow mountain, white snow mountain, you look at red glass, everything red. All like that. Exactly like that. Exactly like that. if you put blue glass, everything is blue. Exactly like that. This wrong concept, you know, little negative imprint on the mind, and the project of the hallucination. If you realize emptiness, tongba ni shunyata, tongba ni emptiness only, shunyata, if you realize, then as a result of that, then you see the phenomena, your soul action object, samsara, the hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, the happiness problem, everything you see as a everything you see as an illusion. Everything you see like dream, like illusion, like mirage. You know, there's no water. Then many people believe there's water. You know, because you have vision. You know, you see, they don't know it's mirage. They believe real water. But people who know there's no water there, then they have a vision, but still, even a vision, but they know it's mirage. There's no, those who know there's no water there, they realize it's mirage. You know? So that was it. And so similar, similar that. So as a result of realized emptiness only, shunyata, and then as a thing, I actually observed, as I mentioned before, then all the phenomena as an illusion, a light dream. Light dream. So, in the dream, you recognize dream is dream, all like that. In the dream, you recognize dream is dream. While you're dreaming, it is dream. While you recognize, you see? So, because you recognize this is a dream, I'm dreaming, then, you see, the sharp, you know, sharp rocks or wood or something, you're going to touch. You know, it doesn't hit. You don't get pain. You know, it doesn't hit, it doesn't go through like thorn, you see. So, so you go to, when you recognize dream, you go to touch. It is nothing. You know, it doesn't, swallow that. Because it's a, So anyway, in daily life, meditating, while your life is very busy, most busy, whatever you do, very busy life, while your life is very busy, and then you see, then meditating, one part of your mind, while you're doing the work, and the part of mind meditating, you see, looking at your life as dream, like dream. I'm not saying it's a dream, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying dream, it is illusion, it is a, you know, it is illusion. I'm not saying that. It's a like illusion. So this meditation is look at it like dream. Like dream. Look at like dream. You see, not real. Not real from its own side. Totally empty from beginning. It never exists. Promise was signed from the beginning, so it is just from it was signed. It has never been real at all. Appearance real is a projection of our ignorance, is a hallucination. Hallucination. So therefore, while you're busy, they're looking at being aware, mindful, being meditation, mindful, they're looking at like dream, say, like dream, not real. Things do not exist from there, from its own side. Things do not exist from society, even though appear that way to your hallucinated mind. But it's a total lie, total false, total lie, false. looking at it like dream, like illusion, like mirage, and so forth. As mentioned, the Dhammakaya Sutra at the end, that the Buddha mentioned. So there, you see, while you're busy, and at the same time, your mind. You meditate in emptiness. You meditate on like this. So you see, while you're playing soccer, the example. How you see? While you are making business with the person. You know, you're talking so much, or other person criticizing you, other person says you're very selfish, you are terrible, bad, or so egoistic, or this and this and this and that, or you know, just so many things. But so at the same time, you sit with that person, listen, and part of your mind, you see, meditate. Emptiness or looking at the life, looking at the life, your life, with having that person in your vision, having that person talking, criticizing you, bad, and then you see, looking like dream. In the dream, you dream somebody. Criticizing you, like that. Look at like them. So you never get angry. You never get angry, and really you can enjoy. Fantastic. You know, you can really enjoy. because the anger comes when you believe this I is real, truly existent. That person's real, true existence. What he's saying is real, exists from inside. Or even exists real. Oh, then anger comes. Anger comes, attachment comes, all the problem comes. Well, then your life filled with the problems. The precious human life is filled with the problems. Then you are, actually your mind, your ignorance matter, made your life problems, made your life full of problems. All the problems come from, all the problems not come from the other person, problems come from your mind, your ignorance. Everything, see, the whole entire problem come from your wrong, wrong concept. So you see, we see, I tell Sorry, I haven't started yet. But I must tell this. That, the sometime practice of mindfulness, looking at the light dream, like illusion, like mirage, or, all that. or the me labeled I, the me labeled I talking to the me labeled person, me labeled talk, the me labeled other, the person, then the me labeled say, complain. So when you meditate in the emptiness, me labeled, dependent arising, not Tibetan rise. Dependent arising. Dependent arising. So me labeled. So when you practice a mindfulness, me labeled, you see? Me labeled. Everything. Me labeled. Middle level I, middle level talking, the middle level person, doing middle level talk to middle level me. So if I practice mindfulness while you're having a conversation, while the person is complaining to you, or while you're dealing with business, doing meditation at the same time, so it's your part of your mind. So, during that time, it's impossible to get angry. You see? While you are in this meditation, the subtle dependent arising. Even maybe gross dependent arising. Like the other schools believe, other schools in Buddhist philosophy, other schools believe, the Baba Shika, the Satantra Mandirun school, or then Madame Mix Umarang Dua. So, the other school, dependent rising. Great help. Then, suddenly especially the student Saw Tantrika, the Matamika Saw Tantrika school, the band, subtle the band arise, the middle level of the mind. So when you practice mindfulness and that, subtle the band arise. Let's say, so the meditation on emptiness. So that's unified with the emptiness, so the devoid of true extremes, devoid of the extreme nihilism, nothing exists, devoid of extreme thing exists but exists extra, truly existent. It exists from its own side, which is not there. Truth exists, which is not true. You see? Exist by its nature, which is not true. All those. So, extra. So, not there. Devoid of extreme eternalism, the extra one. Middle view. The Uma middle view. Mere labeled. So, mere name, mere level of mind. So, if you practice mindfulness in that, while you're doing business, person talking, and every person complaining to you. Communication. So, anger doesn't rise during that time. I want to invite to them. There's enough. So, anger won't rise at all during that, while you are aware of that. At all. While you are aware of that. So, because that becomes remedy to the ignorance. Ignorance, root of samsara. You know, root of all your problems. Root from where your death comes. From where your old age comes. From where your sickness comes. From where your suffering, rebirth comes. So that's only suffering pain of samsara. Then there is some sort of pleasure, which is the nature of suffering. So then, from where those two come, this pervasive compound in suffering. The third one, that what where Buddhists, have to realize that, and then suffering, the nature of suffering, realize, then generally wish to be free from that. Oh, that is the real renunciation. That is the real renunciation. As his own explained, that suffering pain, even animals don't want to experience it. You stick like this, the animal run away. So they feel the pain. So they go away. Even you look at big eyes or something, rattle face, they're scared, you see? Even without a weapon. I remember Australia, Adelaide, I was doing this. Well, just a mandarin, just mandarin, just not really meditation, but recite mandarin. So I don't know what they called it or not. So anyway, mouse came, and mouse came, and then. The mouse was there on the table. Came. Then he was looking at me at the beginning. He was looking at me, whether the person is angry or not, or the person who will give trouble, who will give trouble to him. He was looking, watching at me, trying to see. Trying to see what kind of person, angry or harm, going to harm, or just looking, watching, and then, looks like that. Then he kind of made conclusion, and that he won't harm. I think. Then he went. So the beginning was watching. Just remembered. What am I saying? So you see that the meditation, the being in the mindfulness in reality, mindfulness in reality, the I, action, object, whatever, in the reality, you know, how they exist, in a devoid of true extent. So me labeled, existing me net. So, because that's the truth. So the false mind, the ignorance, believing truly existent, so it harms to that. It makes to neuralize that. So because it makes to neuralize the ignorance, because of that, it harms to the ignorance, to rise ignorance. Because of that, the anger doesn't rise. Because of that, anger doesn't rise during that time. During that time, while you are practicing mindfulness in that. Or is it that? But then when you do not practice, or fall into the delusion, ignorance, you know, the wrong concept, the king of the delusions, ignorance, you know, the concept holding them as true legend. So, then everything appears in the real, not merely, or total opposite to mere level of my mind, existing my name, you know. Everything, mind and the six sense objects and you know, everything. So then anger rises, then attachment, anger rises, six root delusions, and 20 scattered delusions because of stroke and. Also, I lost teeth and so that was not tried put effort and so let's see effort expressing. So see, when you follow ignorance, then all the delusion rises. Then all the problem starts, or the whole life get filled with problems. Oh, that's it. So that's how we have been suffering from beginningless rebirth up to now, samsara. We create samsara. Nobody. There's no God create samsara. There's no God create our ignorance. We create our ignorance. We create our delusion. Our ignorance, anger, attachment, three personality, all the decisions. So we create the mind, the subdued mind. We create subdued mind, the unsubdued mind. We create the mind that which can achieve the temporary happiness, which is the next life. And the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, then enlightenment. We create the mind which can create these things, we can achieve these things. But also we create the mind, you know, which creates samsara, mind which creates lower realm, mind which creates hell realm, we create. I mentioned the other night, but also I want to mention, understand karma, reincarnation, understand karma, it is in your hand, it is up to you, it is in your hand, what you do, your life, you see, it's up to you. You want to achieve hell, or you want to achieve enlightenment, or you want to achieve nirvana, or you achieve samsara, happiness problem, even day-to-day life happiness problem. It's up to your mind, it's up to your concept. You want happiness or your own problem. It's up to you it's up to your mind. Which way you think? This way, problem, the obstacle, the happiness. So even one day, beside this life, and even one day, even today, you know, happiness problem. So your mind, how you think? So therefore, learning Dharma is very, very, very important. Learning Dharma, learning the develop Dharma wisdom is very, 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 very important. See, bring light in your mind. Learning Dharma bring light in the mind. Otherwise, the mind is like room, dark room without light. Mind is like that, totally gloomy. So this way, from beginning to birth, we have to do because that way, always suffering samsara. Sorry. must finish. Okay. Yeah. It's a grand. So here I mentioned that like the visualization offering making water offering like that each light offering also or each light offering you see when you offer light each light also visualization like the Shubhita like that So, so this is by the way. The cloth that is used to clean the bowls, also. Recently in Taichung Center, I was at Taichung Center, trying to teach, and probably 1 month, I think. So the Gomba, the cloth they use in the bowl is very, very old. I think it probably have been used for years and years, I'm not sure. It's very, very old. So I wanted to buy the new towels, new clothes to give to them to clean the bowl. But I thought, but then immediately, it didn't happen to buy. But I saw many times in the Gomba, the looks like years used. Long time, very old. But some towels, there's a long hair, but it sticks. The hair it sticks in the bowl, when you clean. So the bowl is many hairs, I think that's one cloth. The our organization benefactors have cloth that you clean the bowl. That's not very nice cloth. I don't know what it's called. So I think it might be same, but look, the god is about the Gumba is table old, like looks like so rare. The cloth is so rare, you know, to get, you know, some look like that, you know. But anyway, aywa, and the balls are the why so much water offering among the offerings, why water so much, because you know in I mean cities that invest especially like that, you have to pay for the whole thing, see, because water in the building, so you pay the everything. So in the in the former time, so the you get from river, from streams, one is, so the you know, so that's why it's cheap, you know, so it's easy to make water, many water offerings, it's easier, you know, that way. then I think this seven bowls. I think I didn't see in the text particular, but why you know why the was tribe was seven? I think that might be that one Geshe from Debun. In his book, explained, he thinks it might be Om Agam Bande Puve Duve Alvaka, in the name of the Shabda. Though that was music, then it's a true representative of that, but I don't think it's not that. I think that Kajore Elatun then, Kajore Elatun then, the seven kids, the Kajore Elatun then, the embracing the Vajradhara, Buddha Vajradhara's quality, the embracing of the, you know, seven qualities, Buddha Vajradhara has seven qualities. So the, to create the cause of seven qualities, then the seven offerings that haven't seen the text, but that might be the reason to. That it doesn't mean you can't offer more than it doesn't mean you can't offer more than seven. It doesn't mean that you can offer 20. You can offer billion or in billion. If you can, I mean it's possible. That then you can't. If you can't, then even one water bowl. And for example, Aztec monks in Tibet, they Jetu Gangpa, who are in Sera Monastery, Tibet, they say Sera, then the mountain, then there's a hermitage on the top. So Jetu Gangpa, the great Lama, always he begin, whenever he begins teaching, he begins with Bodhicitta, and always, the Lama Chava, Bodhisattva Bhavas, his tradition also like that, with disciples. Yeah, so that's great Lama, Jetu Gangpa. So he, Aztec monk, so you know, after he finished eating food, his bowl, you know, then he cleaned well, put water. At the altar, or make water offering. After finish eating, then clean well his bowl, put water, water offering, use water offering at the altar, for that. Ascetic monk, not keeping things, you know? And so just wonder what, mere, say, what is neat, you know, just so ascetic monk. So you can offer whatever, you know, one or two or three or four, whatever you can, so all of that. so, so the it should be clean, most importantly. Some people, you know, don't know much about, I think maybe doesn't know much about karma, I think. Doesn't much feeling about karma, doesn't know much about karma. So that, I don't know what is really offered, offering if it is not, but balls were dirty, you know. The rusted balls, copper or something, you know, the brass was rusted, you know, you don't clean, and then, you know, you use for water bottle offering to not clean like that. You create much negative karma, much negative karma. And then you see, the result, then you will have experience many problems, yeah. So, so many lifetimes, then you experience problems. So whether there's disease or problems, or then it's no good. So anyway, so I said, of course you can offer money, if you can afford. Also, there's you can offer the Nepal, their balls with silver, you know, the high quality silver. I mean, then other material, I don't know, it's called not silver, but kind of a cement looking. So anyway, but the cleaning, you have to pay attention. The different materials to stamps to not stay there, you know. The silver, however, there are such as if it's a water bowl, only you get the balls from Nepal or some, you know. Only you have to try that from Nepal. No, you don't do like that rust or something easy. So anyway, silver like that, gold and silver, it may be difficult to pay a lot of money. So, except a rich person. So there's a crystal. There's many things in the West, in Singapore, because that many beautiful balls, crystal and glass, many beautiful ones. And so, doesn't get rusted. And so anyway, then when you clean, so good to cover your mouth, like offering tea to the like Indian custom, the, you know, king, you're offering to the king, you see, the lama, the, you know, you do not breathe, do not go inside, you cover the mouth, you cover the mouth. like that, you see. The scarf or the, you know, white cloth, you know, cover all of this. the mouth cover, this, what do you call? Mask. Yeah. Yes, no, yes, of course, that is used. That for me, that appears like, you know, there's something dirty. There's something dirty, you know, or the offering, there's something dirty, so you don't get dirty, yourself don't get dirty, you know, to more or less like, after not all the time, but beginnings, I got that idea, you know, something dirty, then you don't, yourself pure, then it's dirty, do not get dirty anyway. Like in the hospital, you wear. The doctors or the nurses. But here, of course, not that, to not pollute, you know. So it's good to have that, some cloth, some clean cloth to put that, you see. Then when you clean the bowls, then you see, or the sentient beings. So everything what you do with the bodhicitta, focus on bodhicitta, to actualize bodhicitta, to focus on bodhicitta. So when you clean the bowl, I mean, beginning is generally bodhicitta. You know, to achieve enlightenment, to achieve enlightenment. The numberless sentient beings, numberless sentient beings achieving, they've been experiencing oceans of samsara suffering from beginning to birth. So the freedom, freedom. From that, oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to enlightenment by myself, and therefore that I need to achieve. Then therefore I need to purify, need to collect, need to, you know, complete the merit wisdom, merit virtue, to Dhamma Kirwa Suji. So, then purify the mind. So for them, make an offering. Make a general bodhicitta for beginning. Motivations in the life, motivations most important. Then the benefit to all sentiment, or even water bowl, benefit to every single tiny insects, ants, crawling in the room, outside, numberless, in the room. Then when you go in the grass, when you walk in the grass, there's so many insects jumping now out. So many insects. There's tiny insects in the, you know, in the grass or plants or the wood which has a certain humidity. There's so many tiny insects, tiny. So it's for everybody. Your offering water bowl is for everybody. And everybody to achieve enlightenment. You know, to bring the enlightenment. You know, all the temporary happiness, then liberation from samsara, enlightenment. To err. You know. In the ocean, the fish. This much fish, what is called the small one? But there's millions, so many, and they go together. You know, they go together. I don't know who leads them, but they go together. All these millions, so fast. And then when the shark comes, So the shell comes. If they are spread, of course, then some may not get sharks from out. But what they do is they are afraid. So their method is to come together like this small. Because everybody come together. Everybody come together small. That's afraid, you know. This problem may be afraid, yeah. Maybe protection, I'm not sure. They think it's protection. And everybody, so become small, become a ball, you know, small. Then shark find very easy to, shark find very easy to swallow, to get them out, you know. So like that. But, oh yeah, example like that. All the tells of this, they're so afraid, you know, the tide comes all together. And then shock, it's very easy to shock to get them out. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So that means they say, and the extra. On the tree, the water, see, in the ocean or the, I don't know, ocean or water. There's big water, you know. And then the tree growing. And the branches, one branch like this. And there's one, I thought it did have wings, but there's one insect, you know, size of thumb. Insects on the tree. So there's fish in the water. The fish can see that. So fish shoot water. Fish from there shoot water on tree again. Then this insect has no choice. So no freedom. Then because of shoot water again. So then this insect pulls down, immediately the fish goes up. Amazing. Karma. Amazing. You know, this is on the tree, you know, branch of tree. So they have the fish try to get. And then the insect, that insect on the tree, then there was another, lizard, kind of lizard. The some distance, insect there, lizard caught back. But the lizard from quite distance, lizard shoot something, he shoot some stuff from the mouth, shoot on the insect. Over the insect, you know. He shoots like snot or something. Some speed, you know. He covers the insect. He covers the insect completely. You know, he shoots from distance. Well, then I think that the letter to eat, you know. The eating one didn't show, but, well. The karma. Anyway, so you're making water bowls. When you generate Buddhism, that means to everybody, you know, can imagine. So when you generate Buddhism, even you recite one mala om mani padme hum, or even half mala om mani padme hum, but first Buddhism, motivation. It's explained. Oh. When you see dogs, cats, you know, insects, ants, worms, you know, when you see cows and the all those, the America, what, that's one place. So many cows, full of cows. I don't know what the, I don't know, name the place. So many cows, and it's hot. It's very hot. Daytime, hot place. This place where they killed, where they get killed. So many cows were smelled. So many cows. They're the way that they're there to be killed. So you see, Buddha, Bodhicitta, they will start one mala, omanibem, or report him. So you come out. You see, any sentiment you see. You see that one mala or manipemu, you did for all these birds, dogs, cats, you know, ants, worms, even those tiny insects, as I mentioned before, in the plants and the, for example, when you make food, you see many ants, many tiny insects on the vegetable, you know, and they're also green. Those tiny insects are also green because they eat vegetables. They live in vegetables. They're also green. You know? But but if you're not aware, I think it's very you eat, you know, only you make it in a, in the West, eat salad, you know, salad. So there's in Boston, that's one story. Boston. You know, the Wisdom Publication team. He has a house, the outside of Boston city. And there's a big, very big water, the, what do you call it? Lake. Huge lake. And so they, where I got drowned, you know, so the story is that his friend Bob he involved you know the American tried to become president, but he didn't get. Caucus. Oh, that's right. The caucus. So I did many pushes. But, because Tim asked. So we have been, because I started at the beginning of lunch. So his friend was eating. So he's doing salad. And salad. Full of many tiny insects, green, you know. And he said, "Oh, this really delicious." You know, he was eating. Oh, he was eating really delicious. He was enjoying some delicious. So is a home vegetable, you know. So. Really delicious. Oh, well, you know, that's one thing. It's a home, but the one in the market is all cleaned. Already cleaned. here is eating, you know, straight eating the insects, but the market one maybe sprayed, or I don't know what sprayed or, but anyway it's cleaned. Hey, that's somebody by some other sentencing. Yeah, see, but this one is here. There is no spray. It's here, straight. So anyway, he was enjoying very much. Wow, so delicious. Oh, so that's many insects I didn't tell. So So Tim went in the house. Jim went in the house and the Raja was in. So my one is, I moved the vegetable back and forth back. Raja, then I asked Raja to put in the garden. So while Tim is in the house, he took it in the garden. But Bob didn't say anything. I think maybe he didn't notice. This is a story. Just a story. Sorry. It's okay. Finish the one. So you know, you did one mal or hamal for all those beings. You know, when you come out, or even in the room, or when you come out, you decided to mend one mal or to all those beings. You know, we generate bodhicitta. You see, so you have done something to benefit them. Any sentiment you see. You know, numberless beings in the ocean, as I said, suffering constant fear, being eaten by another one, then you eat another one. Being eaten, you are eaten by another one, constant fear, then you eat another one. Constant. Can imagine, man. Only airplane looks like very, very good, you know, blue, very peaceful, but if you think inside, Wow. The large mountains eaten by small ones. And they eat it's right in the front of them, in the mouth. They eat so countless small ones every day, every hour. So, unbelievable suffering. Unbelievable suffering. So you did mala, you know, madhavim. But bodhicitta, then you come out. You see, good to remember that. You did that to everybody. You know, it's very good. So makes it worthwhile. You makes it worthwhile to be born human being this time. the reborn human being is not animal, not frog. You know, not frog. Not frog, not fish, not frog. what about? So this you did, whatever how many, even one or seven or many. So you did for all the other sentiments. It's really fantastic. Wow. So, then join same thing, sadhana. How many sadhana you do? How many initiation you have taken? But it's always begins with bodhicitta. So, you see, you did all the practice, you know, for all the sentient beings to say to achieve temporary and liberation from enlightenment. So, this number of sentient beings. That's incredible. So that you see, you benefit something. You benefit to sentient beings. That's very good. And people know that you know that you don't know. You know, even including enemies, you benefit. So you see. Making water offering to the bodhicitta. Great. So anyway, think when you wash bowl, when you clean, think all the sentient beings obscurations, all the sentient beings obscurations. You can think of yours, but all sentient beings obscurations cleaned. Then the duster, the cloth was clean, is the path to enlightenment, lamjum, the all paths to enlightenment, from good to wisdom to enlightenment, like that, middle path, middle wisdom, like that. Depend on the ball, depend on the ball, shape of the ball, you see, some you can pile up, you can't pile it up, you can put, you have to put just like that, but depend on the shape of the ball, so one you can pile up, and then you see, you put water. You put the first bowl water, because otherwise, in empty bowl, you put empty bowl like this, then that causes poverty. Poverty, you know, poverty is true. And not only poverty. What we understand always is the poverty without wealth. No, the true poverty, inner poverty without realizations. Inner poverty without realizations. Poor. The outer poverty is without wealth. So it causes poverty. So you put the water, then you accumulate that amount, then the blessings. Put most water there, and then keep a little bit, and then put there. Like this. Keep some water there, then put a little bit inside, like that. The smell eaters. Smell eaters to the Chongje, they build cities inside. So you put water before that. The Rinpoche said like that. So the reason is that. I saw some monasteries in South India, some monasteries. I saw hot water, and the bowls are very scattered, far scattered, very big, so much space, and then hot water inside. I saw like that in some monasteries. So I don't know what the special reason. Or something, I'm not sure. it is said in the teachings that grain, you know, between space like grain, not touch, touch, then become, I think, create the mind, your own mind, dull, right? You remember? Dull, making your mind dull. to not meet guru next life, so something, far. So you keep close, one grand between this, like that size. when you offer water, first, small quantity, then small, then bigger, then the small. So when you pour water like that, then less noise. Otherwise, papa. Otherwise, ta 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 papa. What? Middle. Lot of noise. If you pour just without intention, it creates a cause that your mind is not peaceful. Your mind is a lot of agitations, and then because they're not peaceful. Lung or wind disease or the mind were disturbed, you know, making a lot of noise. So first fine, then more, then fine. Try to make as less possible noise. So this is what the mentioned teaching said. Not water is not over, you know, not completely over, full. And then also morality, Shiva Chawa, and Chuni Chawa. So the morality gets degenerated. Make a noise with the spring water from water outside. So the defects to your morality is not pure, degenerate, you know. So they're not completely full. In Nepal, there's a line there. There means water to offer that to that size. So not full. Maybe grand size, there you keep space, empty space. impossible. You see, when you offer, you have to the pictures, Tanga's pictures you have there. So there, thing have to think real guru, real Buddha. The Guru Buddha or Buddha Guru or the impossible. If you are non-monk, then Zen, not just without Zen, nothing, not just like doing job, but Zen, you are Zen, because real, the Buddha pictures, think real gurus, and the Buddha's pictures, whatever they, upon your side, real gurus. However, the essence is a guru, whatever different deity or different aspect, Buddha, whatever. So think of a real guru there. So that you are properly, you wear Zen and purple, like in the, you are in real in the person guru like that. You know, you properly dress and then respect, with respect, you over like this. You know, so as I mentioned, you know, like that. So, the most important is, one ball is explained in the Madhyamika subject. One ball, you know, filled with liquid. It is same liquid. It is same to all the three beings: devas, human beings, pratas. So all three are pure liquid. Yes, but for devas, because so much more merit experience in that time, so they see the liquid nectar. They see one bowl, the liquid, they see nectar. In their view, for their mind, for their senses, the nectar. But human beings look at that one bowl filled with liquid, it's water. But Pratas, who has less, who doesn't merit, who does not have merit to see even water, is a passing blood. So, the one liquid, one pot, one liquid, but appeared different to different beings when they look at it. So that is that understanding, where that discovery is very, 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 very important. So even the house where we're staying, like temple here, for the devas, they would have different view of the temple here, much, much better than, much, much, as Slesha mentioned, much, 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 much better than what we see. We see this quality here. There's much quality. Okay, the pratas, those Lord and beings, when they see, they don't see even what we see, they don't see. They don't have that enjoyment. They see very, very, very ugly. Maybe they don't see house. Even houses they don't see. You know, for them the moon, even moon is hot. For them it's like living on the copper, burned by sun. So hot, copper, burned by sun, like that. For them it's, usually it's like that. So there's a totally different karma. This is a karma. They haven't no measure even to enjoy the house. They don't have. So this very, very, very important discovery, the different views, how things appear, how you see things is different, the different beings. Devas are different. But Buddhas are different. The Buddha says that whatever appears Buddha, even in our view, is a toilet, what is the garbage in the very dirty, very suffering place. But in the view of Buddha, when it appears Buddha, it's only pure. So whatever appears to Buddha's holy mind, it is only bliss and blindness. It's totally the purest. Buddha's holy mind is the purest mind, free from not only general disturbing thought, but even the not only gross disturbing thought, but even subtle disturbing thought is purified. No obscuration at all. So the totally purified mind, so that the view of that mind is the only purity, transcendental wisdom and great bliss and blindness, and they enjoy the pure appearance of all of that. Buddha said, then even devas have slightly mentioned much, much better. They enjoy, they have great, great, great enjoyment. So this is what how we see. But the Pratas, even they, maybe they don't see even house, it's very, very ugly, very suffering. Oh, like that. This is very, very, very good to know this. In our lives, to importance to collect merit. Because this happened, this is a result of whether collecting merit, not collecting merit, good karma, practice dharma or not. So this what we see here now, this is a result of dharma practice. This is happiness, this is enjoyment, this is a result of dharma practice, good karma. So what appears to Buddha, the dharma practice, the result of dharma practice. So that. So all the perturbings, they see so much suffering. You see, so a result of the negative mind, negative karma, you know. So that, so, so anyway, so the so they will only offer the water. Or think it. When you offer the water, then think it. You know, transcend, not just water, nothing. Even as I mentioned, you know, as I mentioned the other night, one grain, offering one grain, unbelievable benefit what you get. You the person who offer one grain to a statue or stupa or scripture, picture of Buddha, small or big, whatever, one grain offering, I mentioned the benefits of what you get, you know, remember I mentioned, oh. So for example, with many people, maybe the men are there, so what you get is the benefit, what you get is, you know, the happiness from beginningless rebirth up to now, that much happiness you get. From that as a result, you get that much happiness. What you experience already from beginning to birth up to now, or that much you experience in the future for you, happiness, temporary happiness, there's some sort of happiness, temporary happiness. Unbelievable, 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 most unbelievable, unbelievable. Oh, then on top of that, the ultimate happiness, liberation from oceans of some sort of suffering and causes. Ultimate happiness. You see, from that, on top of that, the full enlightenment, peerless happiness. You achieve from that, offering one grain. And then not only that, then you are able to free the numberless sentient beings, numberless helplings, hunger, goes animal, numberless human beings, from oceans of some sort of suffering. You are able to do that. By being enlightened, then you are able to do that naturally, without effort. And then bring to full enlightenment. Numberless sentient beings, 60 realms, bring to full enlightenment. You are able to do that. Okay? So, what I'm saying, even grain, you know. So, we offer water, one bottle of water, no matter how small it is, offering one bottle of water, benefit of Buddha, you know, benefit what you get is like that. Wow, amazing. So, therefore, if you don't make, if in our daily life, if you don't practice the offering, you can see now how that is great loss. You know, you're born as human being, precious human body, received, you know, and then you never practice. You know, you never make offering, you know. One day, never make offering, you miss how that's a great, unbelievable loss. You see, you can see. So here, so offering water is a benefit, unbelievable, like the grain, like that. But, you see, while you're offering not just water, the transcendental wisdom of great bliss and blindness, non-dual with great bliss and blindness, at least even can't think of blindness, but great bliss, scarce bliss. Scarce bliss. Oh, you're offering scarce bliss, the nectar, nature is a scarce bliss, and non-dual emptiness. What? Then you're offering the, then in the Lama Chow Merrifield, or other Lama Chow Merrifield, or the all the pictures, the many statue pictures, man, or the higher, all are root guru, all are root guru. That's the highest merit field. Root guru, the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, Namugurve, Nambuddha, Namudama. So first Namugurve, you see. So because Guru Buddha Dhamma Sangha come from the Guru. Buddha Dhamma Sangha come from, not by kindness, not just only kindness. Gurus can't then Buddha, Namrata Buddha, not about that. No. Dhamma Sangha come from Guru. So they were taken refuge to Guru first, and then Dhamma. So the then offering, you see, nectar, the Tantra wisdom, definition, the Tantra wisdom, an non-dual, great bliss, you know, scarce bliss, non-dual bliss mindless offering. Or the offering, or this, or this is what is it, the offering. At the same time, in the holy mind, in the root guru, you see, the root guru. So, even the Lama Chöpa, you visualize the Lama Chöpa, the other way, as other examples, the Lama Chöpa, but it's one being, root guru. The root guru, root guru manifested into many here. Many lineage lamas, Shakyamuni Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, the lineage lamas, blessing the lineage lamas, blessing the excellent and profound patterns, then all the different power, tantric deities, and then the thousand Buddhas, 14, then Bodhisattvas and Arhatas, and then Jagadaganis, Dhamma Purtas. However, all these are manifested in root guru. So one being. Many one, absorbed to one. So if you lama cho you visualize it's not that. So I or so what you offering this then generates infinite bliss in the holy mind. And bliss non dual the emptiness generated in the holy mind. Oh, so that it's not because they don't have you see the it's dhammakaya that you see it's dhamma. But if you think that it's not that the judges or the Buddhas don't have achieved that, not that. But if you think that, then it creates a cause for you to merit to achieve Dhammakaya, for you to quickly achieve Dhammakaya, the transcendental wisdom of non-dual, the blissful, non-dual blissful, how you are there, expression according to Tantra. What you often do with this? That's practice. This is highest tantra practice. You know this one. Actually, I have just talked about you can recite Omahu, or you can recite the clouds of Chavetingi Sung, the mantra of the clouds of offering. So then, if you recite that, what I'm saying is that should memorize that mantra. If you want the happiness, you don't want suffering, you must recite, must memorize this mantra. If you don't like suffering, you want happiness, then this is what you should do. Recite this mantra. They said that, eight benefits. It's unbelievable benefits. So, I was here just about to read, but in there, just about to read. this is benefits, must memorize. Otherwise, you know, you're born as human being, wow, you don't, you lose unbelievable advantage, wow, 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 you know. This $1 billion who is able to make profit $1 billion by business, nothing. Then what you get from these offerings? So recite this mantra, the Uma O, then the Uma O, or that. General offerings, for example, sadhanas, sangwa, jangwa, keba, and sangwa, jangwa, keba, eliminating sangwa first, jang, then purified, and in the emptiness, jangwa, keba, then you generate. Then you generate in the pure form. See, you generate, you generate. Then I think blessing, I think. Oh, this is Om Ahung, see. Om Akam Ahung, Panavaloza. The many, see. Holy body, Holy Spirit, Holy Mind. Buddha's Holy Body, so bless into that, you know. So the Sangwa, Jangwa, Jeba, the Sangwa. Normally, you see. Normally, so in sadhanas, there's sangwa. Omanjiti vidhidana na huma is the yamata practice. There's sangwa. You transform your sadhimantaka, transform either one or many the dispelling, rattled edges, the one page drum, the then you see one or many, then the interferers abiding with the offering, and then the dispelled, chased away beyond from this ocean, beyond the Pacific Ocean of, yeah, beyond from that, impossible to come back. So the that's the meditation, is the main thing. But what is done is that either the inner offering or the blessed water in the vial, but you can sprinkle. Then, which mantra to recite, depending which deity you practice. If you are practicing Yamataka, so you sprinkle water. You should from bath water. Or if you are practicing. If you are practicing Hiruka, Om Kendra Yukumbe. Then, depending which day you practice, you recite the action mantra. You see, that's, long time ago, many years ago, I make the water offering. Then I didn't do the dispelling the spilling the water, they're just spilling the interference. I didn't do that, you know. I didn't do that. I met the ocean. So my mother says, usually, she says, she was in cave, and she says, usually we do like this, she says, you know, in Solokumbu, after you met the water from, then water from the vase. You sprinkle. My mother says that many, many years ago. But later it was correct. What she said was correct, but I didn't know before. So that, because great lamas, you know, practice or the teaching practice. So the common people, you know, in Nepal, those ladies, those people, those simple people who make the, who sell the butter lamps at the stupa, you know, they have a vase, you know, with the, vase. Then the people, after they leave the butter lamps, then the lady, if you don't do then lead it out from their sprinkles, you know. So the idea, the practice, you know, somehow got it even for ordinary people. Whether they know exactly the what you think, but that I'm not sure. But the outside, you see how you do, and that's a good idea. So anyway, so like that, sangwa, that is sangwa, then jangwa, so generally offerings, you know, sadhanas, you know, then jangwa, you purify emptiness, in emptiness, the true existence, your deity, then purify the true existence offerings, you know, the projection of your ignorance, that is one ordinary offering. The other one is an ordinary object. That other one is an ordinary object, not a pure divine, not pure object, ordinary object. They become empty, you know, they become empty as they empty. And then generate pure offering. Then maybe this blessing, the marvel, then you all make offering. So like that, you see, in satanas comes like that, you see. After that, for the water bowls, then you can recite again the clouds of mantra offerings, you know. You can recite that again. So if you recite that, one bowl of water becomes like clouds in the sky. So cover the whole sky clouds by clouds, covered by clouds, you know, all like that, numberless. One bowl offering, even if you have only one bowl, if you recite this mantra, it becomes numberless offering. Through the Buddhas and Buddha Sabbaths. Numberless offering. One incense, numberless offering. So every offering, it becomes numberless. So if you know this mantra by heart, or if you recite this. Like that. You can think whole sky filled with the offerings, you know, mental transformed. So you can think like that. Do you actually get benefit by reciting mantra? That much offering is offered. You actually get benefit. And then you can also visualize. So benefit, merit, what you collect is, wow, that time, wow. There is no comparison of how much money you can make with business in the world. No comparison. Even $1 billion you make profit is nothing. Oh, that is really, really great. So I think I stop here. Dinner time? Sorry. Yeah. Thank you very much. How much? Okay. How much you need to even make time? How much you need to?
So we start at 7:30.
So you're going to have dinner, bliss, whiteness. Thank you very much. Chancho Sancho Rinpo Chimma Jeho Nanji Yeva Nyenpa Meva Yekonde Kondo Peva Rishu Tonye Tava Rinpo Chimma Thank you very much. Please enjoy dinner.